Hey, you've reached TA. No, hey, this is TA Marion. I know you've reached us, but we actually are reaching you. Hey, this is TA Marion calling in from day 28 of the Pretty Big Walk, and we are here in Chisopee at about 2,200 and change meters after a big day of up, down, up, way down, up. So kind of like an M with an extra little bump. And this, as it's turning out, is our last night on our big trip of being in the field. We will transition into Kathmandu in the morning. And so we've just had the most festive dinner of chicken curry and potato curry and some dal and a cake that said, see you again, and a wee little bit of rakshi, and which is the Nepali whiskey. And, yeah, I can't believe that 300 kilometers and 20,000 meters and the other things have passed under our feet. Definitely a warm one today as we were climbing high in the heat of the day. Lots of beautiful views of terraced fields. We had lunch in Chipling where there was some young goats, and we saw like chicks today. So definitely coming to a part of the Halumbu where people are doing agriculture as a part of their daily life, growing corn and wheat. We saw millet drying. We saw corn drying. I think from trips we learned in some agricultural belts in this country, they can get 3 different crops per year. So even though we won't actually plant our garden in Newfoundland till very near the end of June and get one crop, if we're lucky here, because of the combination of weather and altitude, they can sometimes get 3. So it's a very celebratory evening here. The crew is also having a big feast to celebrate all of their contributions to our trip. And it will mean that tomorrow we will be back in Kathmandu and likely having access to a little more internet than we've had over the last 29 days. So hopefully we can get some pictures out to you and make contact. But we're doing well. We're tanned, slashed a little bit crispy from the sun. Our legs are strong. And we can't believe that the Pretty Big Walk will soon be over. And in a blog post soon, we'll publish all of those statistics. And I've been wanting to say that, you know, sometimes when we talk about the statistics, it's not necessarily any kind of thing to brag about, but more just to help us understand the level of exertion, the level of effort, the level of work that's going into each day. Because sometimes when you're pulling your butt up a big old hill against altitude and against gravity, that little bit of motivation knowing that you're going to hit 20,000 or 21,000. One more hill and we probably could hit that, which means we're almost 3 times Everest from sea level. Not quite, but almost. So thanks so much for coming along with us. We've loved having you. We've loved reading your comments. And we can't wait to check in with the website comments tomorrow to see what else folks have had to say. Hope you've gotten out for some pretty big walks, even some pretty little walks. Whatever kind of walk makes sense for you, we hope you've been doing that along with us. We know that walking is so good for your mental and physical and spiritual health. I know for me, when I get into that kind of groove, I get so many different kinds of creative thoughts and my mind empties, and this sort of time away is really, really useful, away from the internet, away from digital communication, and just being out hearing birdsong and seeing the sky and feeling the earth under our feet. So we're feeling pretty lucky, pretty glad that you come with us, and we will catch you tomorrow from Kathmandu. Take good care.